नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय So today we're reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam. This is the 8th canto. Let's see if it starts here. Here it is, Srimad Bhagavatam. 8th canto, 17th chapter, 24th verse. And today's topic, as we'll discuss, is the Guhya Namabhi. This means the transcendental names of the Lord. They're very powerful. So here we see that these holy names, they actually appear in this material universe. If you can see here, I'll point out here, you can see as it goes along there, there's the Hare Krishna Ma Mantra being imported into this planet. And it comes directly from the spiritual world. Can you see that right there? There's the Hare Krishna Ma Mantra. It comes from way up above. So we're very fortunate that the holy names, they are available everywhere throughout the universe. And they are here also. So as we can see here, Krishna is everywhere. And everything is in Krishna. There is no place that you can go where Krishna is not. Sometimes we may think, oh, I want to get away from Krishna, I want to get away from all this. But no, you can't get away. Krishna is everywhere. Krishna is in everything, and everything is in Krishna. So just as we'll see in this verse, Lord Brahma is offering prayers to Lord Vamanadev within the womb of Aditi. And this is the tendency of all the devotees of Krishna, is to want to glorify the Lord. And they're always aware when he appears. So here the demigods are also offering prayers to the Lord, Lord Chaitanya, in the womb of his mother. So this is the natural tendency of devotees is to always glorify the Lord. Because even though there are great personalities, very powerful, yet they humble themselves before the Lord because they know that whatever they have comes from the Lord. So today's verse. Aditir Dishtitam Garbam Aditir Dishtitam Garbam Bhagavantam Sanatanam Bhagavantam Sanatanam Hiranyagarbho Vigyaya Hiranyagarbho Vigyaya. I don't know what happened. I could see it here. Let me check and see what happened here. Yeah, I'm on the same network still. And then... yeah, it was on there. Okay, we're back. Okay, somehow or another we lost contact. Okay, I think we're on the last line. Samite Guhya Namabhi. Samite Guhya Namabhi. Aditir Dishtitam Garbam. Bhagavantam Sanatanam Hiranyagarbho Vigyaya Samide Guhya Namabhi Adityardishtitam garbam Bhagavantam sanatanam Hiranyagarbho vigyaya Samide guyanamabhi. Adityardishtitam garbham Bhagavatam sanatanam Hiranyagarbho vigyaya Samite guyanamabhi. Adityardishtitam garbham Bhagavatam sanatanam Hiranyagarbho vigyaya Samide guyanamabhi. Adityardishtitam garbham Bhagavatam sanatanam Hiranyagarbho vigyaya Samide guyanamabhi. Adityardishtitam garbham Bhagavatam sanatanam Hiranyagarbho vigyaya Samide guyanamabhi. Adityardishtitam garbham Bhagavantam sanatanam Hiranyagarbho vigyaya Samite guyanamabhi. Adityardishtitam garbham Bhagavantam sanatanam Hiranyagarbho vigyaya Samite guyanamabhi. Vaishnavis. Adityardishtitam garbham Vantam sanatanam Hiranyagarbho vigyaya Samite guyanamabhi. Adityardishtitam garbham Bhagavantam sanatanam Hiranyagarbho vigyaya Samide guyanamabhi. Synonyms. Aditya. In the womb of Aditi. Dishtitam, being established. Garbham, pregnancy. Bhagavantam, unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sanatanam, who is eternal. Hiranyagarbha, Lord Brahma. Vigyaya, knowing this, Samide, offered prayers, Guyanamabhi, with transcendental names. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. When Lord Brahma understood that the Supreme Personality of Godhead was now within the womb of Aditi, he began to offer prayers to the Lord by reciting transcendental names. Please repeat. When Lord Brahma understood that the Supreme Personality of Godhead was now within the womb of Aditi, he began to offer prayers to the Lord by reciting transcendental names. Purport. The Supreme Personality of Godhead exists everywhere. Adantara sta padamanu chayantara stam. Therefore, when one chants his transcendental names, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is automatically pleased by such sankirtan. It's not that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is absent. He is present there. And when a devotee utters the transcendental name, it is not a material sound. Therefore, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is naturally pleased. A devotee knows that the Lord is present everywhere and that one can please him simply by chanting his holy name. Om Gyana Tamanandasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chakshus Unmilitamina Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Upagadamayam Dadanti Swabhadantikam Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Garadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Vancha Kopa Tubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhavacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. So the verse again. When Lord Brahma understood that the Supreme Personality of Godhead was now within the womb of Aditi, he began to offer prayers to the Lord by reciting transcendental names. So these names are transcendental. As we showed, they're not from this universe. They're actually beyond the universe. And Prabhupada writes in the purport that they are transcendental. They're not material sounds. And that Krishna is everywhere. And it's when we chant, it's not that Krishna's not there. He's there. It's the perfect prayer. Prabhupada even said, when you go before the deities, if you don't know what to pray, just simply chant, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. That's a perfect prayer. So it's very simple. So I have some nice quotes from different scriptures about the glories of the holy names. And here's one from the 11th canto. And this is a very nice verse. So you could chant. Kalim sabha janti arya guna gya sarabhagana yantra sankirtaneva sarva svargo bilivite. And the translation is, those who are actually advanced in knowledge are able to appreciate the essential value of this age of Kali. Such enlightened persons worship Kali Yuga because in this fallen age, all perfection of life can easily be achieved by the performance of Sankirtan. So this is very nice. There's different ages, as we know. There's the Satya, Treta, Dwarpa, and Kali. And believe it or not, Kali Yuga is actually the best. Even though it's a winter age, it's degraded. There's so many faults in this age. But still, it's considered to be very auspicious. Because in this particular age, the Lord mercifully distributes the highest perfection of consciousness. And that's namely Krishna consciousness. Very freely. And Prabhupada said that the word Arya means one who is advancing spiritually. So that's the nature of an advanced person. He wants to find the essence of life. He wants to advance. So the material body itself is not the essence of who you are. It's the spirit. The spirit soul within the body is the essential nature. All this material body is just very temporary. So even though Kali Yuga is considered to be an ocean of faults, it's very fortunate because the Sankirtan movement is available by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There's another nice verse. It says, Dhyayan krite yajan yagnais, tretayam dwarape richayan, yadapnoti tad apnoti kalo sankirtirnya keshavam. That whatever was achieved in Satya Yuga by meditation, that was the process of self-realization at that time, and they would meditate for 100,000 years, or 10,000 years, right? Because they lived like 100,000 years. And in Treta Yuga, by offering ritualistic sacrifices, they would offer tons of grains and ghee and so many things in the fire sacrifice. There's not that much opulence available today. And in Dwarpa Yuga, by temple worship. In Dwarpa Yuga, they had temple worship like we have here, except it wasn't costume jewelry, but it was actual real gems and diamonds and gold like that. But so now, Kali Yuga, we can attain perfection simply by chanting the names of the Lord congregationally. So that's the Vedic process. There's one nice thing Prabhupada says here, that love of Krishna and entrance into Krishna's planet in the spiritual sky is the most supremely perfect and exalted status of life available anywhere, at any time, throughout the total of existence. That perfection is available in Kali Yuga simply by chanting the holy names of God. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Therefore, every sane man, woman, or child should deeply understand the unprecedented opportunity offered by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and seriously take up this chanting process. Only the most unfortunate and irrational person will neglect this transcendental opportunity. So what a great opportunity at this time, huh? Kali Yuga. So here we are. This is Kali Yuga. We're actually drowning in an ocean of not only faults, but miseries. And what help can there be if you're in an ocean? You have to be saved by someone who is more powerful than the ocean itself. And in this particular age, the process we know is the taking shelter of the holy names. Here we see in Kali Yuga, there's Kali personified, who is caught beating the cow, which represents religion, and destroying the principles of religion. And here he's bringing all these vices of intoxication, meat eating, gambling, and illicit sex. So it's a very powerful age. And how can anyone curb this power? It's not possible. It's so powerful. But there's only one way, and that's by taking shelter of the holy names of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, chanting Hare Krishna. So this is the showing that this is his time, Kali's time, and he has taken shelter places where there's gambling, where there's drinking, prostitution, and animal slaughter. Wherever those are being performed, that's where Kali is. And in order to make ourselves immune and protected from this influence, then Lord Chaitanya has come to give us the shelter of his holy names, which is non-different than Krishna, which is more powerful than an ocean. Here's another nice verse from the 11th canto. It comes here slower than there, so you could read that, chant that. Param santim nashati samsriti. Thank you. Okay, so here's the translation. Indeed, there is no higher possible gain for embodied souls forced to wander throughout the material world than the Supreme Lord's Sankirtan movement, by which one can attain the supreme peace and free oneself from the cycle of repeated birth and death. So even in other ages, this chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra was possible. It's not that just in this age, but it's actually applicable in any age. But people are so qualified that they would perform very elaborate and mystical and difficult processes for self-realization because they were able to do that. But in this particular age, it's not actually possible to perform these feats that they did, especially in Satya Yuga, meditation for thousands of years, austerities, great yajnas like that. So now it's very easy due to the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. And there's another nice verse from the Skanda Purana. So maybe you guys can chant, because it comes on here slow. You could see it before I can. And you could just chant it as it comes across. Yeah, and then the translation. So in Kali Yuga, the living conditions are so unbearable. Modern governments, they're so obnoxious. Our bodies are so ridden by physical and mental diseases. And even self-preservation is very troublesome. That's the conditioned souls in this material world. And they're intensely crying out for relief. This is their actual fortune. Because in other ages, everything is very nice. You're very fit, healthy, strong, so many things. You're not necessarily cry out with feeling. But in the age of Kali, in order to get relief, the devotees have this opportunity to cry out to Krishna and to get this relief from the onslaught of this age of Kali. So Prabhupada writes in a purport that the members of the Krishna consciousness movement have vivid and unforgettable experiences of the terrible contradictions inherent in human society in this age. And thus they are firmly convinced that there is nothing to be achieved except the mercy of the Supreme Lord. So in all our ISKCON centers around the world, this Sankirtan Jagya, this ecstatic kirtan performances, men, women, children from all walks of life, they're actually chanting the holy names of the Lord in ecstasy. And this is our fortune. So here's another nice verse you can chant together from the Vishnu Dharma. Translation. Okay, thank you. I'll read it for those on the internet. The translation to this verse from the Vishnu Dharma is, for one who has Lord Govinda in his heart, Satya Yuga becomes manifest in the midst of Kali. And conversely, even Satya Yuga becomes Kali Yuga for one who does not have the infallible Lord in his heart. So the holy name is potent. So everywhere, at all times, in all circumstances, one should chant the holy names of the Lord. Whether you're in Kali Yuga, Satya Yuga, heaven, hell, Vaikuntha, you know, we should always chant the holy names because they're non-different from him. And Krishna is eternally the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and his name is actually non-different than him. It's as powerful as him. And in this age, there's nothing more effective than this chanting of the holy names. So moving on here to another verse. This is from the Srimad Bhagavatam. Please chant. Ichanam akutubayam yoginam apindanam anamanam. Okay, let's try to do it together. Okay, the translation. So the chanting of the holy names is so powerful. It's more potent than trying to remember Krishna through meditation. And Prabhupada writes, according to Srila Sukadeva Goswami, this way of attaining success, chanting the holy name, is an established fact, concluded not only by him, but also by all other previous acharyas. Therefore, there is no need of further evidence. So another one here. This is from the Vishnu Chintamani. What does it say? Vaishnava Chintamani. Okay, it's chant. Namas Vishnu Bhavaya Sena Sadhate Astaspandana Matrena Kirtanam Tu Tato Varam. And translation. Although capable of destroying all sins, the remembrance of Lord Krishna is with ordinary effort. On the other hand, one performs Krishna Kirtan simply by moving one's lips, and thus the process is superior. Just see. Okay, so moving on. We can see here there's a nice verse from Devahuti to her son. And we'll chant that now. It's from the third canto. Okay, translation. Oh, how glorious are they whose tongues are chanting your holy name. Even if born in the families of dog eaters, such persons are worshipable. Persons who chant the holy name of your lordship must have executed all kinds of austerities and fire sacrifices and achieved all the good manners of the Aryans. To be chanting the holy name of your lordship, they must have bathed at holy places of pilgrimage, studied the Vedas, and fulfilled everything required. So that was from Srimati Kunti Devi, or Srimati Devahuti, in her statements to her son, Lord Kapila Dev. Okay, so there's one more. This is from Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and we could sing this very nicely. Harinama Mantra. So that's a very nice verse from Bhaktivinoda Thakur as a translation. It's called Maya. This medicine personally brought for you. One more time. O conditioned souls who are foolishly sleeping on the lap of the witch Maya, I have brought an excellent medicine to cure the disease of your illusion. This medicine is called Harinam. It is my holy name. And by taking this medicine, you will get all perfection in life. Therefore, I sincerely request you to please take this medicine that I have personally brought for you. So this is the cure in the age of Kali. And by the causeless mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, his inducing us to chant his holy names. And so also are the devotees of Krishna like Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He quoted the Lord here. So I guess there's one more. So this is the Brihad Naradiya Purana. In the stage of Kali, there's no alternative, there's no alternative, there's no alternative for spiritual progress other than the holy name, the holy name, the holy name of the Lord. So this is very powerful. Even when we perform deity worship, it's described that it's not complete unless one is chanting the holy names of the Lord. That has to accompany the deity service. Okay, so moving along here. So we can see the holy names, it doesn't matter what nationality, what race, what age you are. This is the one thing in common, that we all chant the holy names of the Lord. We can all take shelter. So it doesn't matter. It's applicable to everyone, not only in every planet, every age, but also even now in everyone who depends on whatever your religion or so-called nationality is. Because in the age of Kali, it's a very dark age. And sometimes the light that we see is very insignificant. It's like from glowworms. How much light can a glowworm give? I mean, it can light up, you know, maybe you can see some twinkling here and there, but it doesn't give you the full vision of what actually, who we really are, what our purpose in life is. We need something greater than just these glowworms. But in Kali Yuga, unfortunately, they're so-called teachers, yogis, you know, meditators, whatever, they're giving us a little glimpse of this light, which is very insignificant. So because of this age, we're drowning by becoming influenced by Kali in these four vices. And it's very difficult. It's like trying to hold back the waves of the ocean. How can you actually prevent yourself from getting influenced by this? It's practically impossible. But by the power of the holy names, we can. Just like Lord Vamanadeva, we're going to read coming up here, is how he appeared to reclaim actually what belongs to him. It's not like he's begging land from somebody else. It's actually his land. He just came back to reclaim it. It's his, so he can take it with one step. And this is what he did. He took over the entire universe just with one step. So similarly, Lord Chaitanya is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He's appeared, and he can take over this world also, simply with one step. And this one step of just chanting the holy names of the Lord, in this age, we can actually attain our perfection. So here's Lord Chaitanya. He came and appeared to propagate the congregation of the chanting of the holy names of the Lord. He himself personally came to taste it. It is so powerful that he came so that we can all get his darshan and hear the holy names. The holy names are so powerful that the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya are described in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. But if you read the Srimad Bhagavatam, Lord Chaitanya is hardly mentioned, maybe in the 11th canto, some of the verses I quoted. But it's interesting how Srila Prabhupada put in the introduction of the Srimad Bhagavatam, the life and teachings of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And to start talking all about Lord Chaitanya, his teachings and his philosophy and his pastimes. Why? Because Lord Chaitanya has come to give us the key, the password to understand this transcendental knowledge. Just like, you know, if you find a computer or you find, even you can find a phone nowadays, you try to access it. You can't really access it unless you know the code, right? There's a security code you got to put in there. And if you know that code, then you can access all the information that's in there. So similarly, Lord Chaitanya has given us the code, the chanting of the holy names of the Lord, so that we can understand this transcendental science of Krishna consciousness. And Lord Chaitanya came to show that no one can stop it, no matter who you think you are. If you're some kind of government official or whatever, Lord Chaitanya will become disobedient. Not that he is becoming disobedient, but they are becoming disobedient from allowing this holy name to be spread and, you know, trying to stop it. So Lord Chaitanya will not tolerate that. And by chanting the holy names, not only are we pleasing Krishna, as it mentioned in this verse, but we're actually pleasing all the demigods too. You please Krishna, it's like watering the root, and by watering the root, everything is given to you. So this is the process in this age. We see Lord Brahma, it's interesting how he's actually being born here. His father is Vishnu, but yet he's offering prayers to his father in the womb. That's pretty interesting, huh? The son is offering prayers to the father in the womb. He's taking birth. So this is Krishna. You know, he can counteract all kinds of discrepancies or impossibilities. And this is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Lord Brahma is the example. Whenever Krishna appears, he's there. He's ready to offer prayers to Krishna because that's his nature as a devotee. And it's interesting how Lord Brahma actually came as the Namacharya, Haridas Thakur. And he, you know, was chanting thousands and thousands of names of the Lord. And this pleased Lord Chaitanya very much. And he became empowered just by chanting the holy names that even Maya Devi herself, the personification of this illusory energy, could not bewilder him, because he had taken shelter of the holy names. In fact, she became his disciple. So this is the power of the holy names. And Haridas Thakur was so dear to Lord Chaitanya that Lord Chaitanya personally brought his body, danced with it when he passed away. In fact, I don't think there's more glorification of a devotee than Haridas Thakur by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, simply because he pleased the Lord by taking shelter of his holy names. This was the Namacharya, actually, Lord Brahma. And in this particular age, it's shown in the light of the Bhagavat that it's a very fallen age, but so much going on, just like a rainy season we're in, and when the rains come down, the frogs come out and they croak and make all these sounds. So similarly, Prabhupada said that in this age of Kali, there's so much going on, so much degradation, so much sinfulness, so much suffering going on. So the devotees of all different faiths should come together and glorify the holy names of the Lord. So this is Prabhupada encouraged us to do that. And Prabhupada himself did that. He came and made noise with the printing press. Even before he came to America, he was publishing these transcendental holy names, these transcendental sound vibrations of Krishna, so that everyone can benefit. This is the real devotee who's taken shelter of the holy names. He not only chants, but he distributes them. This is the sign of an advanced devotee. So Prabhupada took that step, just like Lord Vamanadev took the step to reclaim what belongs to him. So Srila Prabhupada's taken a step across the ocean to reclaim the conditioned souls, as Lord Chaitanya did, back to Krishna. So he came with all the incarnations of Krishna, and he took that step, coming on this soil of the Western world, and presented the holy names, chanting Hare Krishna through great festivals, you know, through his book distribution. And this is very important, that now this is the month of the appearance of the Bhagavad Gita, and it's the month of the Prabhupada Marathon, where we have the opportunity to distribute these holy names, these transcendental literatures, amongst all the conditioned souls. Give them this transcendental philosophy of how they can understand who they really are and who Krishna is. And then we see they can take the boat of the shelter of ISKCON, which can cross this ocean of material miseries. And as we cross this ocean, you know, we engage in the Sankirtan movement on the boat of ISKCON, getting free from all our miseries, and we will end up back in the spiritual world with Krishna. And you can see there, what was the link to bring us back? You can still see that. It's right here. You can see the holy names is coming from here all the way down from the spiritual world down to the material world where I showed you. It goes through all the different universes, you know, directly from the spiritual world. So this is the great opportunity we have of this Krishna consciousness movement, and we have such a powerful, potent medicine, powerful, potent mantra, sound to take advantage of. And by absorbing in that sound, we will go back to where we belong, back to our real home, back to the spiritual world. So thank you very much. Any comments or questions, realizations? Okay, thank you for your kind attention. All glories to the Srimad Bhagavatam. All glories to the Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna. When I do the front of the words, before I actually...